NSA Utah, can I help you?
This is Roger Welko at Homeland Security in Houston. I have an audio file I need to register.
Do you have an IPL code registry?
Yes, 1175666 Hitaji Aziz.
Aziz? That sounds like a terrorist.
Close enough.
Hold on. Holy s***. I'm gonna need a bigger file cabinet.
That's the world I want to live in. Caring about people. They ain't got to do nothing for you to care about them. You know, networking, opening doors for each other, you know, covering the back of someone else. Because when you do that, your back gets covered. So I want to cover the back of us as Americans as we can look at what's happening in Kenya. There's a line here from that I pulled off online, and it says, "We are not monsters. This group that supposedly have created the atrocities and the murders and the killings and the assassinations and the what happened to, I don't know how many people, 60-something, they don't really know, that have died or they haven't found in the Nairobi. They told this, one of the attackers, told this to a British 4-year-old boy before handing him a Mars chocolate bar. They were letting this group of people go, even though they weren't Muslim, his family said. The attacker took pity on the family and allowed them to escape, handing the children Mars bars as he told them, "Please forgive me. We are not monsters." The terrorist said if any kids were alive in a supermarket, they could leave. Amber made a decision to stand up and say yes. They had a lucky escape, said the uncle. The son reported that their mother, Amber, a film producer, had scooped up two other children, including a wounded 12-year-old whose mother had been already murdered, and pushed them outside in a shopping trolley. Then the little boy argued with the people who had killed the other people and called them bad men. They said this little boy was very brave, but I say that children always tell the truth in certain situations, whether they be British children or Pakistani children or American children. And I know on some levels those children are looking around at all of us grown-ups, the soldiers of war, the American soldiers of war, the Pakistani, the Al-Qaeda, the killers, all these mostly dominated by male energy and a lot supported by women energy. They got to fight and kill people over ideology and organized religions. These children. You know, when he was talking about you, a bad man, he was talking about a man that had been wounded so bad, that had been convinced that he had to go around killing people who he thought were not Muslim. He told me I had to change my religion to Islam and said, "Do you forgive us?" Ain't no much different than that when we had that good Jesus bringing slaves to America, telling us how blessed we were to be Christian. Or the missionaries that went to Africa converting people who raped and pillaged Native American reservations. This 8-year-old girl in Yemen who had to marry a grown man and then he took her to bed and ripped her apart and she died. Where was the Muslim community on that? Where is the Christian community on these things we carry around, this patriotic flag and Bibles? And don't say anything bad about the Quran, because then somebody's going to kill you. All this murder and rumors of war. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. What's happening? This ain't just an American thing. You can look in Chicago. What was the last one? The little 3-year-old girl? I don't know if it was a 3-year-old girl, some little girl that they just shot in the face with some war weapon that you use in Iraq. She got to live with a bullet in her face for the rest of her life, the scars that they leave behind, because they belong to a gang. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why I want to do this work. I'm grateful that KPFT is here, because no other radio station would have me. I don't think so. They would just look at me as the angry black woman. Misplaced, misunderstood. You know that look. That look that they give you when they're too afraid to say it to you. They look at you like you're a monster. But if I have to be a monster to govern my own humanity, if I have to stay a monster to remember that all humans are worthy of respect, when I notice that a truth is coming out of the mouth of a babe, you're a bad man. He wasn't just talking to that man. He was talking to every man, woman, institution that supports war. How can you kill people because they don't belong to your religion? On any religion. I guess that's why I'm just not called to dedicate my life to an organized religion. Of course, I have my spiritual theories. And of course, I do hang out at Unity. I wish they didn't call themselves Unity Church, because most people don't even consider those Christians, and that's why I love them. Not considered good Christians.
Deal with evil, whether you resist it, fight it, all of us fight the evil and stop looking at people.
Yeah.
Because we are all the same, but it's that evil that comes against us all.
Well, you know, I tell you that evil is hypocrisy too, because as long as there's a drone killing Pakistani baby, how can we say anything? Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hypocrisy. I don't understand America. You know, President Obama and them, they sitting up there talking about the evil terrorists and the terrorists and did this and the terrorists and done that. And they're heartbroken, you know, of Newtown. They're heartbroken when somebody kills the kids over here and we got to have gun control and whatnot. Well, I want to see President Obama go out and say how heartbroken he is because they just lost a Pakistani family. I want to hear your heart crack about these Iraqi children are born with birth defects, 5-6 legs coming out of one side. I want to hear when we talk about sexual abuse, the epidemic of rape in the United States military for, you know, in reference to military women and military men, I want you to talk about all them Iraqi women that you raped. Hypocrisy is evil.
I remember my son when he heard the B-52 over his head. I put my hand on his heart, and I felt his heart bumping like crazy.
Chickens will always come home to roost. We will reflect what we did in Iran, Vietnam. We'll come back to us on some levels. But don't sit up there talking about your heart is so broken because the terrorists did something. Because there's another group of people that look at Americans as the terrorists. When are we going to lay down the burdens of war? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. An eye for an eye, and then we all end up blind. Blind, more blind. The collateral damage of being a citizen of the United States and not being able to, for whatever reason, speak the truth that you know is the truth. Even if I wasn't here at KPFT on air, I would have to be called to speak the truth. I remember standing in front of the TV watching the bombs go down in Afghanistan and the Iraqi war. I remember before that night, our peace march downtown. All of y'all know we all gathered a large crowd to try to interrupt that war. Now they're talking about Syria, what they gonna do. They let all these people die. And now there's a chemical. What about the chemicals that we used in Vietnam and the chemicals in Iraq? I mean, the hypocrisy is what just like, man, it just blows me away. You know, I grew up, I don't like a liar. I don't like people who lie. And I hopefully can get myself a little bit more humble. Maybe I sound arrogant or something. But if I find out somebody lied to me, it's real hard for me to get to forgiveness. And I work on it. You know, I find somebody manipulative or, you know, in our country, our government just lie. Like my grandmother say, they just lie, 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 lies. They lie. All the governments lie. I mean, just a bunch of sick governments. I mean, it's not just the United States. It's Britain. It's the Pakistani people. It's all of them. All of them. You show me one government that doesn't lie. Seriously, I'd just like to do some experimenting where we just let some women, after these women go to treatment and get well mentally, run the governments to see if we can do a better job. I mean, if you don't get well, emotionally literate, you're going to just duplicate what the men do. But man, y'all are not doing a good job running anything. Running anything. I know somebody said, oh, she's mad at men now. No, I'm not mad at that little boy who told the man that he was a bad man, that he had did a bad thing. See, his spirit has not been choked off. He hasn't been emotionally castrated. He's telling the truth. By the time he gets 14, 15, he'll be struggling to tell the truth. By the time he's 24, he'll be totally castrated. And for those men who don't get totally castrated, then you become the left. Maybe you're partially castrated because you're the left. You got one of those balls left, so you're leaning toward the left. That's what makes you the left. You're at least speaking the truth. Boy, aren't I crazy today? I think we need a music break. Oh, I think I need to go. All right, bye. Love you, baby.
Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants. I end up feeling like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going.